reading and sermon by Pastor Daniel Krieger and guest preachers of the Word. Learn more about Zion Lutheran Church, the Christian faith, subscribing to this program, and joining us in person next Sunday for the entire Divine Worship by visiting zionhiawatha.org. Now God's Word.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The first scripture reading for this first Sunday in Advent is found in your Bibles in the book of the prophet Isaiah. It's on page 722, and we read Isaiah chapter 2, verses 1 through 5. The word that Isaiah, the son of Amoz, saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. It shall come to pass in the latter days that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established as the highest of the mountains, and shall be lifted up above the hills, and all the nations shall flow to it. And many peoples shall come and say, Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us his ways, and that we may walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go the law, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge between the nations, and shall decide disputes for many peoples. And they shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn of war any more. O house of Jacob, come, let us walk in the light of the Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our second reading is from the book of Romans. It's on page 1214 in your pew Bibles. And we read Romans 13, beginning at verse 8. Owe no one anything except to love each other. For the one who loves another has fulfilled the law. The commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, and any other commandment are summed up in this word, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no wrong to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. Besides this, you know the time, that the hour has come for you to wake from sleep. For salvation is nearer to us now than when we first believed. The night is far gone, the day is at hand. So then let us cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us walk properly as in the daytime, not in orgies and drunkenness, not in sexual immorality and sensuality, not in quarreling and jealousy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We rise out of respect for the reading of the gospel. The Holy Gospel is found in the Gospel according to St. Matthew, found on page 1061. We read Matthew 24, beginning at verse 36. Jesus said, Concerning that day and hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, nor the Son of Man, but the Father only. As were the days of Noah, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. For as in those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day when Noah entered the ark. And they were unaware until the flood came and swept them all away. So will be the coming of the Son of Man. Two men will be in the field, one will be taken and one left. Two women will be grinding at the mill, one will be taken and one left. Therefore, stay awake, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming. But know this, that if the master of the house had known in what part of the night the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and would not have let his house be broken into. Therefore, you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. This is the gospel of the Lord. Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God, our Heavenly Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus. Amen. My text for today is taken from your gospel reading. And reading from Matthew 24, therefore also you must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. This is our text. Expect the unexpected. What a dumb saying. If you could expect it, it wouldn't be unexpected anymore. And the fact about our life is that there are a lot of things that happen that are unexpected, that there's just no way to predict. For instance, just a couple of weeks ago, who would have predicted that Iowa was going to beat Michigan? Oh, come on, Eugene. You're the only one. I know of people who went to bed early that night because they didn't want to stay up and watch Iowa get beat so bad. Who would have expected? Certainly not our DCE from Nebraska. That I was going to win 40-10. That was unexpected. Who would have predicted it? But not all things are that pleasurable when they come unexpectedly, at least for Iowa fans. You know, just a couple of weeks ago, my family is in the Linmar School District. There was that family that was just driving home, and someone failed to stop, and two daughters died, and three others were severely injured. You read about it all the time in the newspapers. People just going about their business, and some terrorist takes out a gun at a Christmas party and slaughters a bunch of people. Who would have expected that? Or in the days of Noah, when it started to rain, who would have expected that it would go on for 40 days and 40 nights? And not only that, as you read the biblical account, the earth itself burst forth, the waters of the deep joining in the waters from the air. So much water filling the earth that even the mountains were covered. Who could have predicted that? Not even Noah would have predicted that. But our God knew. And He came to Noah with His word. and for something that Noah himself and the rest of the world, not even Eugene, could have predicted, one family was prepared for. And many other families could have been prepared for had they listened to God's word. Because of the word of God, Noah was prepared, but he was mocked. He was despised. He was laughed at. No one took him seriously until that moment that the rains began to fall. So it was. So it is. And so it will be when our Lord comes again. But we do have a gracious and loving God. Though we can't expect, though we can't predict, still He comes to make us prepared. And that's what our Lord Jesus Christ did when He came the first time. Not to destroy, but to save. Not to tell us exactly when it's going to happen, but to make us prepared for when it does. And He did so not in glorious and mighty ways from the world's point of view. In fact, as Noah was mocked and despised, even more so was God Himself mocked and despised by the world when He came to get us ready. It was through a cross, through death itself, that God gave us those things that we need to be ready when He comes again. They're not things that our world is really focused on at all. The forgiveness of sins. How often do we talk about it? When we leave the confines of church, what people are running around saying, God forgives you. As we noted a couple of weeks ago, it's such a rare thing that school children even these days don't know how to respond when somebody says, I'm sorry. They say something like, you're welcome. But it is this forgiveness of sins which Jesus accomplished for us on the cross, being mocked and despised by the world. That is what gets us ready. So that no matter what may come upon us on this earth, we don't have to fear it. No, it may not be expected. Maybe even today you'll be driving home from church. Somebody's going to run a red light. Your life comes to an end. But if you know your Lord Jesus Christ, even though it was unexpected, you'll be ready. Because He has already prepared a life for us with Him in heaven. And He gives that life freely to us, to all who call upon Him, to all who know His grace and forgiveness won for us on the cross. Will we meet Him before our own death? We don't know. But we'll be ready. Be we dying on this earth and going to our Lord, or He comes again to destroy this world, we'll be ready.
And God goes beyond that and gets us ready for all the twists and turns of life, all those things that we can never predict. Will the place where you work be laying you off when you return to work on Monday? Will the nuclear reactor still be in place come Monday morning? What kind of changes await us just around the corner? You can't expect them. They're unexpected. But this we know, that around every corner, every twist and turn in life, our God is there waiting for us. And He will supply us with the resources, the time, the talents, the treasures, the friends, whatever abilities we need to deal with the challenges that life presents before us. And if life does become, if you will, overwhelming, if we're faced with so many things that we can't expect, that our life draws to a close, He'll be there also as well. And if we but put our trust in Him, He will deliver us. Yes, the Son of Man is going to come at an hour not even we can expect. But we need not fear, because He has already prepared us. Not by our strength or by our might, but in His death and resurrection, He has supplied us with all that we need. And all He asks from us is that we trust in what He already has given and done for us in the cross. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds through faith in Jesus. Amen.
This program is a production of Zion Lutheran Church, Hiawatha, Iowa. Copyright, all rights reserved. Unless otherwise indicated, the scripture reading used in this program is from the Holy Bible, English Standard Version, ESV. Copyright, 2001. By Crossway, a publishing ministry of Good News Publishers. Used by permission, all rights reserved. Hymn 556, Dear Christians, One and All Rejoice, was provided by LutheranTimeOut.org. Learn more about the Christian faith and joining us next Sunday in person by visiting ZionHiawatha.org.